All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today I have Rod Whitfield with us. He is a writer and independent contractor. So welcome to the show, man.
Good day, Tyler. How's it going?
It's going awesome, man. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Bright and early in the morning.
Yeah.
Just feeling good. Big day.
I know. It's so awesome. I love when I do interviews with people from Australia, because for you right now it is Friday morning, and for me it is
tomorrow here.
Yes. It is Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern. So
very Friday cool. At 7 a.m. here.
Yes, I love it.
Yep.
So let's dive into the first one, Rod. The first one I got for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Right. Okay. I thought you were going to be asking me about writing and the book and stuff. I suppose you'll probably get to that.
Yes.
But
we will.
Story message. I think what I covered in my chapter of the book is, it's fairly broad. What I covered in the chapter, it's almost my whole life, but just the ability to adapt with what's going on. Like in the chapter, that one of the main things that happened to me in my late teens, I was playing Australian football and I copped some horrendous injuries because it's a very, very tough sport and it's played without sort of the big pads that the American footballers play with, and we hit each other very, very hard and so forth. And I copped some horrendous injuries, and the last one I copped almost very nearly killed me, literally. So I was going to be a footballer at that stage, and I had to change my focus, and music became a passion and stuff. And then just in the last few years, playing music, I've retired from. So just the ability to change and adapt with the times as things happen to you in your life is probably one of the biggest lessons I've ever learned.
Mm. And for our listeners, Rod is a co-author in one of our books called The Better Business Book. So that's
yes.
What we're kind of talking about here with this interview, just so everybody knows.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you this, the normal questions that I ask on the podcast, but if you want to tie it into like what your chapter is about, that is totally fine. So the next one is what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
Right. Most valuable piece of information. Whew. Maybe it's just the same thing. Change. The ability to change as you move forward. Change your focus, change your philosophy almost sometimes. One of the things I said in that chapter was living without regret is sounds like a nice slogan for people to say, and it all sounds really cool, but to me it's a little bit of a pipe dream of I actually semi-regret trying to be a rock star for so long in my life that it's kind of set me back a little bit in a lot of ways, financially and in all sorts of other ways as well. So I tried to be a rock star for 28 years after I stopped playing football. I just played in various different bands and recorded albums and put so much money and time and effort into it, and it never really got me anywhere. So that's probably one of the biggest things I've taken out of all of that, is to recognize when it's time to quit.
Yeah.
And that it's not sort of the big motivational thing that a lot of people might say, but I think you got to know when to get the hell out of something.
Totally.
So.
And then the next one. So actually, let me actually skip down to this one, because I think you'd probably have a similar answer. So the next one I have for you is, it's going down a little bit of a different path. In your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
The key to happiness. Wow.
Yeah. Deep.
We're hitting on the big and profound questions today, Tyler.
Yes, man. We want to know, what is the meaning of life, Rod?
It's a funny time to be asking me that, because I've had a funny old year this year. I broke up with my partner of 11 and a half years early this year. So that was horrible.
Yeah.
And I bought myself an apartment in an inner city suburb here in Melbourne. I can't move into it until January though, because of an existing lease arrangement with the apartment. So I've just sort of been living, based myself with mum and dad, and doing house sits and stuff all year at various different places. So my year this year has been, well, unsettled, to put it very, very mildly. I think I can draw something out of that for your question, which is tied in with what I was saying previously, but the ability to roll with punches. I think it's a little bit of a cliche, but I think it really is very meaningful. You've got to come back from adversity. You've got to keep your head up. You've got to keep moving forward, even when life knocks you down and well, nearly kills you in certain cases. But yeah, I think that's it. That's it. Because life can be very hard. Life can be tough, and you've got to keep your chin up, I suppose.
Absolutely, man.
I don't know if that answers the question.
No, it does, man.
Plenty of time for me.
So there you go. So speaking of books, the next one I got for you is, what is the best book that you've read besides, you know, our Better Business book? And what is the number one thing you learned from that?
Well, my favorite book of all time is Lord of the Rings. So I read that three times as a teenager. And what did I learn from it? I suppose I learned a love of fantasy, and that's kind of what I write these days. Is well, it's part of what I write is fantasy. I'm working on a game. A mate of mine has been working on a fantasy-oriented game for about the last 6 years. He works on it about 12 hours a day and all by himself. He's got no help. And about 6 months ago, he asked me to write the story for it. So that's what I'm writing on, writing at the moment.
Very nice.
Is his game, and he's at least another 5 years off completing it, I think. I've pretty much completed the story, so just got to wait for him to catch up. But yeah, I suppose that's what I learned from that is a deep and endearing love of fantasy, the fantasy genre, movies, books, whatever.
And then what is your favorite quote and why?
My go-to quote is from The Empire Strikes Back. Yoda says to Luke, while he's training him, he says, "No, try not, do or do not. There is no try."
Yeah, I love that one, man.
That's a good one, isn't it?
I've always loved that, dude. Because as I've gotten older, like, that's sometimes when people say that, and I'm never trying to be like mean or something, but when some people are like, "Yeah, I'll try to get that to you by this date," I'm just like, "No, just get it to me by that date or extend the deadline." You know what I mean? Like, I just want to know when it's getting to me, because it's really a choice at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Awesome, brother. Dude, thanks so much for coming on. The last one I have for you before we let you go is, where can our audience find you online? And just before you answer that, so for everybody listening, like we said before, Rod is co-author of the book, The Better Business Book. It is available on Amazon now, so you can just type in The Better Business Book. You'll find it. But for you personally, Rod, where can our audience find you?
Yeah, I've got my own little website. It's www.rodwhitfield.com. It's not any kind of special website or anything like that. It's just my sort of random outpourings. It's got a bunch of blogs on there about politics and what goes on in the world and just my thoughts about that. It's got a whole bunch of short stories in there, some of which I hope to turn into books and screenplays and stuff at some stage when I get down there. So, yeah, rodwhitfield.com.
Perfect, man. Is me. Thank you again for jumping on.
No worries. Thanks, mate.